This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Kimire with the news, the headlines first. Preparations for the Hindu Kush Himalayan parliamentary meeting in Kathmandu reaches final stage. Krishna Janmashtami being celebrated worldwide, including in Nepal today, Patan's Krishna Mandir sees worshippers from all across the country. And summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin ends without Ukraine deal, but both claim some progress. Now the news in detail. Preparations for the Hindu Kush Himalayan parliamentary meeting in Kathmandu have reached the final stage. The two-day event scheduled for the 18th to 19th of August is being organized by the Agricultural, Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee of the Federal Parliament with technical support from the International Center for an Integrated Mountain Development, ECMOD. Parliamentary representatives from Nepal, India, China, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar and Pakistan will attend the meeting, which will feature around 25 delegates including committee heads and climate experts. The discussions will focus on the impacts, risks and opportunities of climate change, environmental pollution and biodiversity in the Himalayan region. President Ramchandra Powell will be the chief guest, while Speaker Debraj Kimire has been invited as the special guest. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli was busy in Madhya Province yesterday, laying foundation stones and inaugurating key infrastructure projects. In Dhanusa district, he laid the foundation stone for a 16-kilometer blacktop road linking Manharpur, Kharihani and Simarari under Sahid Marga. The road is being built with joint investment from the World Bank and the Madhya Province government. In Mahottari district, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for another road under the postal highway connecting Raghunathpur, Bazar, Sonma, Tarhari and Sundarpur. Also in Janakpur Dham, Prime Minister Oli inaugurated the newly built administrative building of the Madhya Province Police. He said the modern facility will strengthen police services and improve security delivery in the region. Hindus worldwide, including those in Nepal, are celebrating Sri Krishna Janmashtami, the birthday of Lord Krishna, with devotion and various programs today. Lord Krishna is revered as the protector of humanity and is celebrated for his guidance and good deeds. Devotees flock to temples, organize processions and spend the night today in prayer, song, dance and lighting oil-fed lamps. Devotees are seen arriving in large numbers at the famous Sri Krishna temple in Mangal Bazar, Lalitpur, even in the mid-afternoon, and there will be a large crowd till late at night. This renowned and artistically crafted stone temple was constructed by the king of Patan, Siddhi Narsingha Malla. Meanwhile, Vice President Ram Sai Prasad Yadav has appealed to all Nepalese to follow the path of truth, peace, justice, love and prosperity. At the Sri Krishna Ashtami and Chaitanya Tablu unveiling and discourse program organized by Brahma Kumari Rajyog Seva Kendra in Tamil today, he said that Sri Krishna's life is not just a matter of religious faith, but a source of profound spiritual knowledge, stating that one can draw the message of service, leadership, equality and selfless work from the life of Lord Krishna. The Vice President described Lord Krishna as a reflection of truth, love, compassion and a sense of responsibility which should be put to practice. The Vice President also expressed his appreciation and gratitude to Brahma Kumari organization for its contribution to spreading peace, harmony and spiritual awareness in the Nepali society. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. A highly anticipated summit between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin has concluded in Alaska without a breakthrough on ending the war in Ukraine. However, President Trump described the talks as making great progress. This was Putin's first visit to Western soil since launching the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2014. 2022. According to the BBC, the two leaders met behind closed doors for nearly 3 hours. In brief public remarks afterward, they claimed to have made progress on unspecified issues but offered no concrete outcomes and took no questions from the press. Speaking at a conference after his summit with the Russian President Putin, Trump said that they had a very productive meeting. He mentioned that they had agreed on many key points and had made some progress, but noted that there would be no deal until one was officially reached.
We had a very productive meeting. There were many, many points that we agreed on, most of them, I would say, a couple of big ones that we haven't quite gotten there, but we've made some headway. So there's no deal until there's a deal. We really made some great progress today. I've always had a fantastic relationship with President Putin, with Vladimir. We had many tough meetings, good meetings. We were interfered with by the Russia hoax. It made it a little bit tougher to deal with, but he understood it.
Russian President Putin expressed a willingness to pursue peace, stating he was sincerely interested in ending the war. He called the meeting long overdue and said he hoped their understanding would pave the path towards peace in Ukraine. Meanwhile, in Kyiv, there was some relief that no agreement was made without Ukraine's involvement. Following the summit, Trump held a lengthy phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during his return flight to Washington. According to the White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, Trump also spoke with NATO leaders. The death toll from ongoing monsoon rains that have triggered landslides and flash floods across northern Pakistan has climbed to at least 321. Al Jazeera has cited Pakistan's Disaster Management Authority. The worst affected region in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province in the northwest, where 307 deaths have been recorded. 5 people have died in Gilgit-Baltistan and 9 in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. Earlier, officials had reported that 225 people died in Burner district alone, with most casualties caused by flash floods and the collapse of houses. The victims included 15 women and 13 children. At least 23 people were injured. In a related incident, a helicopter on a rescue mission in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa crashed due to poor weather conditions, killing all 5 crew members on board. Rescue teams have evacuated around 1,300 stranded tourists from the mountainous Mansehra district, which was hit hard by landslides on Thursday. Local authorities say dozens of people remain missing in the affected areas. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, with the influence of monsoon winds across the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will remain generally cloudy in Sudhir-Paschim province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of Lumbini and Sudhir-Paschim province and the hilly regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Preparations for the Hindu Kush Himalayan parliamentary meeting in Kathmandu reaches final stage. Krishna Janmashtami being celebrated worldwide, including Nepal today. Patan's Krishna Mandir sees worshippers from all across the country. And summit between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin ends without Ukraine deal, but both leaders claim some progress. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.